mate. Thank you.
You hear the applause, and that's a bid for David Bowie to come back on, and they are coming back on. We're at the Santa Monica Civic, October 20th, 1972. First of two performances in town. They're back on stage. They'll perform some more. A standing ovation.
If you'll gather around me, children, a story I will tell about pretty boy Floyd, an outlaw, Oklahoma knew him well. It was in the town of Shawnee, a Saturday afternoon, his wife beside him in his wagon as into town they rode. There a deputy sheriff approached him in a manner rather rude, vulgar words of anger, and his wife she overheard. Pretty boy grabbed a log chain and the deputy grabbed his gun. In the fight that followed, he laid that deputy down. Then he took to the trees and timber to live a life of shame. Every crime in Oklahoma was added to his name. But a many a starving farmer, the same old story told, how the outlaw paid their mortgage and saved their little home. Others tell you about a stranger that come to beg a meal. Underneath his napkin left a $1,000 bill. It was in Oklahoma City. It was on a Christmas day. There was a whole carload of groceries come with a note to say, well, you say that I'm an outlaw, you say that I'm a thief. Here's a Christmas dinner for the families on relief. Yes, as through this world I've wandered, I've seen lots of funny men. Some will rob you with a six-gun and some with a fountain pen. And as through your life you travel, yes, as through your life you roam, you will never see an outlaw drive a family from their home.
Thank you.
just begun to get our share of this world's delight. High hopes we have for the future and our goals in sight. We know we don't get depressed. Here's what we call our golden rule. Have faith in you and the things you do. You won't go wrong. Oh no, this is our family jewel.
This is Chris from Strike the Box. I'm on every other Thursdays from noon to 2 p.m. here on WMFO in Medford. The show is 2 hours of free-form music, where I play just about anything and everything. And like a lot of other DJs on WMFO, I take requests. So if you want to hear it, and if I can find it, I'll put it on the air for you and on the internet. Whatever it is. How many other radio stations will do that for you, huh?
I love it so much.
running. Head out on the highway, looking for adventure. And whatever comes our way, yeah, darling, go make it happen. Take the world in a loving embrace. Fire all of your guns and pumps and explode into space. I like smoking lightning. Heavy metal thunder, racing with the wind, and the feeling that I'm under. Yeah, I gotta go make it happen. Take the world in a loving embrace. Fire all of your guns at once and explode into space. Like a true nature's child, we were born, born to be wild. We can fly.
Doesn't sound like it comes from death row. With a violent person, that voice just won't go. Another man has confessed, but that's no help at all. For there on death row stands Abu Jamal. Hear now that voice, how it's so dignified. That calm speaking voice has conviction and pride. And the charges against him make no sense at all once you hear the proud voice of Abu Jamal. So join Nelson Mandela and Susan Sarandon. Join Harry Belafonte as the list goes on and on. and protest with a letter or maybe a phone call. For there on death row stands Abu Jamal.
Hard to believe, but people just like you are already saving money. FeedThePig.org makes it easy. Their simple savings plan teaches you how to start saving without going overboard, so you don't need to mooch off your friends.
You gonna finish that grape?
You mean the one in my mouth?
You don't need to stop buying the necessities.
What you're smelling is a natural musk.
Ew.
You don't need to be a medical test subject.
How do you feel?
Mostly okay. I... Sometimes, though.
You don't need to get a second job as a stuntman.
We need a new stuntman! Let's break for lunch.
You just need an internet connection. Don't get left behind. Start your personal savings plan with the tips and tools on feedthepig.org. That way, you don't need to sell your soul to the devil.
$15 is the best I can do.
All right, deal.
Brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
Dream.
All right, Ben. Come on, this ain't the whiskey, man. Let's go.
Classic rock, but hate the lack of variety on classic rock stations? Then tune in to Classic Rock Mine. Classic Rock Mine delivers classic rock that rocks. From bands you know, like Grand Funk Railroad, Mott the Hoople, and Uriah Heep, to bands you don't know, like the Flower Traveling Band, Papo's Blues, and Nectar. Classic Rock Mine. It's the best classic rock you've never heard. Saturday nights from 9 to 11 on 91.5 WMFO Medford. Tufts University Radio.
Now, if I have the remote control and nobody's bothering me on those blessed rare moments, I will watch baseball. I will always watch baseball because I love baseball. I love everything about baseball. I can find a baseball game on my television when there's 15 feet of snow in front of my house. It's like a special gift that I have. Well, my wife hates baseball. And when I say she hates it, I'm not saying she don't like it. I'm saying she hates it. That's why I married her. Now, I can see you're not with me. You know, come closer. I'm going to bring you so far into my world that you too will need therapy. Marriage is difficult. There's a lot of trouble, struggle, strife, problems. You start out with these little babies and they love you, and then they grow up and they hate you, and your boss is a jerk and the job sucks. You used to have a 401k, now it's just a piece of paper. You may as well light the fireplace with it, and there's a lot of struggle and strife, so it's hard to stay mad. So think about this. If you're a man or a woman, if you love baseball and you marry someone who hates baseball, think about this. Over the course of a long marriage, that's 162 times a year for 3 glorious hours that they will leave you alone. It's a beautiful day in the middle of summer. A beautiful day. You could be doing any number of things, but instead, I'm sitting on the couch watching baseball. Sunshine and all kinds of things, you know? And there I am. I got the sports page laid out on the floor, a couple of empty beer cans. I got my shirt open so my belly button could watch the game, too. I know, it's not pretty. My wife will come in and look at me with such disgust. And in her mind, she's counting down a list of 117 things that she is positive at this moment I could / should be mowing, trimming, painting, sanding, bringing up from the basement down to the basement into the attic, something. But instead, I'm watching TV, watching baseball, and she will look at me. And she'll look at the TV, and she'll look at me, and she'll look at the TV, and she'll say, there is nothing going on that TV! It's just a bunch of men standing around in a field, spitting and scratching themselves! And I will say to her, yes! It's terrible! You should get as far away from this as possible. Unfortunately for me, I am hopelessly ensnared in their evil web, but you could save yourself! Save yourself!
Right, yeah. I've got my reading glasses now, so... So if you've got a spare 10 hours, I'll read the book to you. Page 35 is really good. Oh, you read it! You read it, haven't you? Naughty girl. Somebody's just thrown me up their knickers. You have to come and see me afterwards as well. Okay, we're going to do something really spooky now. You can't leave, so just put your hands over your eyes if you get too scared. Oh, really scary.
Blue jean, I just met a girl named Blue Jean. Blue jean, she got a camouflage face on her mind. They always let you down when you need them. Oh, blue jean, is heaven really sweeter than blue jean? She got a police bike. She got turned up nose.
logs. Cab over Pete with a reefer on and a Jimmy Holland Hogs. We was heading for bar on I-10, about a mile out of Shaky Town. I said, Skipper, this here's a pigtail dick and I'm about to put the hammer down. And all. And there's a roadblock up on a clover leaf, and that barrels were wall to wall. Yeah, them smokies as thick as bugs on a bumper. They even had a bar in the air. I said, it's calling all trucks, says, here's the dick. We about to go hunt and fire.
Down hogs out there for sure. Well, first to say goodbye, we're gonna back on out here. Keep the bugs on. shadow.